Hello and welcome back, or welcome if you're new here to Tweens Not Kids. I'm ABJ, your host. I am very sorry I've not been posting episodes recently, but I've been on summer break because it just started, and also I've been like super busy in general, and so I haven't had that much time to like record and do all those kinds of things. But anyway, for the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'll be talking about birthstones, zodiac signs, birth signs, Chinese zodiacs, and also your natural element. This week I'll be talking about birthstones, so let's get into it. So I know some of you may be wondering, what is a birthstone? Well, a birthstone is a gemstone that represents a person's period of birth that is usually the month or zodiac sign. People usually wear their birthstones as like a pendant necklace or some sort of jewelry like to represent themselves or something like that. Here's a little bit of history about like birthstone and all that kind of stuff. So the modern tradition of wearing one stone for their month of birth did not begin until the 16th century and originated in either Germany or Poland. They're not really quite sure yet. So like I've said, each month has a birthstone, but some months have more than one birthstone. So by the way, each stone has a meaning. I will share the meaning of the most known birthstone, or actually all of the birthstones for each month. If your birthday is in January, you have only one birthstone. That birthstone is garnet. Garnet associate with the heart, blood, inner fire, and life force. Garnets have long been considered symbols of love. Garnets symbolism also extends to friendship. Because of garnet's association with pomegranate seeds, the stone has come to stand for the safe return of a friend or loved one. Some even say garnets provide safety during travels and calmness. Now, if your birthday is in February, you also only have one birthstone. That birthstone is amethyst. Amethyst strengthens relationships and gives its wearer courage. Now, if your birthday is in March, you have two birthstones. So the first stone is aquamarine. Aquamarine was thought to cure heart, liver, and stomach diseases. Aquamarine is also associated with tranquility, serenity, clarity, and harmony. As the first of the spring birthstones, the sea blue crystal represents transformation and rebirth. It embodies youthful vitality. Vitality, purity, loyalty, hope, and truth. The second birthstone is bloodstone. It is known for its healing and cleansing properties. It's also associated with enhancing energy and strength. The bloodstone is tied to the root chakra, which is associated with feeling safe and grounded. Now, if your birthday is in April, you have a very fancy birthstone. Your birthstone is diamonds. Beautiful, I know. Diamonds, in addition to being a symbol of everlasting love, were once thought to bring courage. Now, if your birthday is in May, then your birthstone also represents love. But it has more meaning than that. Ancient Romans went so far as to dedicate the stone to Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. So now, if your birthday is in, I think I've lost track of when each thing is. Okay. Okay, sorry. So if your birthday is in May, then your birthstone is emerald. And like I said, the meaning is like represents love, and the Romans dedicated this birthstone to Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. Today, emeralds are thought to signify wisdom, growth, as well as patience. Now, if your birthday is in June, like myself, we have three birthstones. Wow, so many, right? So our main birthstone is pearls. Pearls have long been a symbol of purity. The ancient Greeks believed that pearls were the heart and tears of joy from Aphrodite, the goddess of love. Our second birthstone is Alexandrite. Alexandrite has been thought to bring luck, good fortune, and love. In Russia, it is considered to be a stone of very good omen. It is believed to bring balance in the interaction between the physical manifest world and the unmanifest spirit energy, or astral world. Our third birthstone is moonstone. Moonstone is often associated with love and passion. It's believed to bring great luck. Okay, so I've already covered 6 months of birthstone. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. So we left off at June. So I guess now we have July's birthstone. If your birthday is in July, your birthstone is ruby. The ruby is believed to ward off evil. Ruby symbolizes power and useful energy. Now, if your birthday is in August, then you have two birthstones, which is pretty cool. Your first birthstone is peridot. Peridot symbolizes strength. It was once believed that the green peridot crystals found in volcanic ashes were the tears of the volcano goddess Pele. When set in gold, this gem was said to protect the wearer from nightmares. Your second birthstone is spinel. Vivid red spinel signifies vitality and promotes harmony. Red spinel was also a remedy for blood loss and inflammatory diseases. Softer colors offer calming energy, renewal, healing, and stress relief. Green and pink spinel are associated with love and compassion. Now, if your birthday is in September, you have one birthstone, and that birthstone is sapphire. Sapphire is thought to guard against evil. Sapphire symbolizes purity and wisdom. That was a quick one. Okay. So what month are we on now? Oh yeah, we're on October. So October's birthstone. So sorry, if your birthday is in August, then you, not August, sorry, October. Then you have two beautiful birthstones. The first and most common birthstone for your month is opal. Opal represents faithfulness and confidence. Necklaces with opal set in them were worn to repel evil and to protect eyesight. Your second birthstone is tourmaline. Tourmaline signifies love, hope, healing, and compassion. Now, if your birthday is in November, you have two birthstones. Your first birthstone is topaz. Topaz is usually associated with love and affection. It is believed to bring the wearer increased strength and an intellect. Your second birthstone is citrine. Citrines contain all the powers of the sun. It is said to have the ability to overcome negativity with positive energy, to protect against harm, to ease quarrels, and to bring healing. I guess now we're on the 12th and last month, December. December, like June, has three birthstones. Turquoise, zircon, and tanzanite. Turquoise is often thought to symbolize luck and success. Turquoise is regarded as a love charm and is believed to relax the mind and to protect its wearers from harm. Turquoise rings, in particular, are thought to keep away evil spirits. Now, during the Middle Ages, zircon was thought to lull one into a deep sleep and scare off evil spirits. Tanzanite is believed to break down negativity, turning it to the positive side. You might use it to dispel laziness or idleness. It helps with the perfect balance or personal power. Again, I'm super sorry that I haven't been publishing recently, but I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, leave a voice message on my website. Please do. I'd love to hear what you're thinking and like what you would like me to do. And if you want me to, I'll add you to this podcast and I'll share your message with the entire world. And add comments so what you want future episodes to be about. And if you'd like to be a guest, you can share that with me through the comments or leaving a voice message on my website. Make sure you listen to my episode with Lisi Harrison, New York Times number one bestseller of the Click, Alphas, Monster High, and Pretender series. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking about birth signs, zodiacs. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tweens Not Kids. Bye!